السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. The people online, are you able to hear?
Welcome, Sam, Dr. Siddiqui. Yes, we're able to hear, but your slides aren't shared on the Zoom.
We'll share the screen.
Yes, now we can see the slides. Thank you.
Can see the slide?
Yes, we can see the slides now. Thank you.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. So we are continuing our study of Surah At-Tawbah, and this morning we are going to study from the ayah number 38. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا ما لكم إذا قيل لكم انفروا في سبيل الله استاقلتم من الأرض أرضيتم بالحياة الدنيا من الآخرة فما متاع الحياة الدنيا في الآخرة إلا قليل إلا تنفروا يعذبكم عذابا أليما ويستبدل قوما غيركم ولا تضره شيئا والله على كل شيء قدير. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the compassionate. O you who believe, what is the matter with you? When it is said to you, go forth in Allah's way, you clinging heavily down to the earth. Are you pleased with the life of this world over the hereafter? The enjoyment of the life of this world will be nothing but little in the hereafter. If you would not go forth, he will punish you a painful punishment and put another people in your place, and you cannot harm him in the least. And Allah is powerful over all things. So one of the subjects of this surah is the review of the Battle of Tabuk. The Battle of Tabuk was during the last part of the life of the Prophet ﷺ, in the 9th year of Hijrah. The Prophet ﷺ passed away in the 10th year of Hijrah, and the Battle of Tabuk was in the 9th year of Hijrah. Tabuk is a town, is an area. Now it is in Saudi Arabia, but it's very close to the Syrian border. And at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, this area was controlled by the Byzantine Empire. Byzantine rulers, they had a big empire, big area. They were one of the very important powers of the time. And the area was inhabited by Arab tribes, but these Arab tribes were under the influence of the Byzantine. And most of them were Christians. So this, it's a very powerful estate. Heraclius was their ruler at the time. So when the Prophet ﷺ came from Mecca after the Fath of Mecca and the Battle of Hunain, when he came to Medina, he learned from some travelers who were coming from Syria that there are people in that area are preparing an army to attack Medina. And they were, they heard about the growing influence of the Prophet ﷺ and his uniting all the Arab tribes and has taken over Mecca and other areas. So when they heard about that, they just hated that. They did not like that, that another power will emerge in their neighborhood. So you remember that in the before that, before Prophet ﷺ went to Mecca, there was a battle of Muta. And that is in the same area. And the Prophet ﷺ sent his ambassador with a letter of invitation, inviting people to Islam. So it was sent in that area also. But the ruler of that area killed the ambassador of the Prophet ﷺ. A number of other people, they killed about 15 people. And the Rasulullah ﷺ was very angry because of killing an ambassador, a declaration of war. So he sent some Sahaba to punish. And because of the blood of those people who were killed. And there were about only 3,000 Muslims who went there. But they had a big army. And a number of people got killed. Some of the Sahaba were killed. Finally, Khalid ibn al-Walid, radiallahu anhu, was able to make some maneuver and protect. And the battle was did not go. So he stopped the battle, and he brought back the people safe. So that happened in the time of in the 8th year of Hijrah. And now they heard that in Tabuk we are preparing an army. So Rasulullah was very concerned about that. And Rasulullah realized that if Byzantine come and they attack Medina, it will be a big disaster. Because all the work that he did in Arabia and all this the conquest of Mecca and the surrounding areas, all of these things, it will just go. And it will be a loss, big loss for Islam and Islamic State. So Rasulullah was very concerned about that. It was a very difficult time. The Quran has described it as Sa'at al-Usra, the time of hardship. Hardship in every way. Hardship because of the weather. This was summertime, and summertime, as you know, is in Medina and surrounding areas. It's a very difficult time, summertime. People want to stay at home in their place. They don't want to go out. And also the dates are becoming ripe. And the main business of people at that time was the dates. So people would harvest the dates and sell them, and this is their income. That time. Another thing was that generally people were poor. They did not have many horses, they did not have many camels, many weapons, they did not have that. So Rasulullah was very concerned about that. But at the same time, he saw the strategy. He saw that this is very, very, very important for Muslims to defend themselves. So he asked the Sahaba, come get ready. And before otherwise other battles, the Prophet would not even mention where they are going and how which way they will be going, but to keep it confidential, secret. But this time Prophet mentioned that we are going to have a confrontation with the Roman army. So Arab armies were not as trained as the Roman armies were. Roman armies were known for their military was known, powerful military. So Rasulullah was aware of that. And he said that we have to go and we have to confront this army. So people were somewhat scared also, concerned what is going to happen. But they were ready to defend. Rasulullah said go, so they were ready to go. And this was life and death situation. So Rasulullah said, everyone who is capable, everyone who is healthy, come. So many Sahaba were ready to come. Those who were not, either they were sick, and there were some hypocrites who made it all kind, who made all kind of excuses. Otherwise, most of the people were ready to come to defend themselves and to defend Islam and Islamic lands. So it is mentioned that almost 30,000 Sahaba got ready. 30,000 is not a small number, it's a good number. So 30,000 people became ready, and Rasulullah said, emphasized that give for the cause of Allah. Anfiqu mimma razaqakum Allah. Anfiqu fi sabilillah. Spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Usman radiallahu anhu, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I will give 100 people's expenses. 100 soldiers can go on my expense. Their horses, camels, whatever they need, I'll give them. Then Rasulullah was very happy with that. And then when the time came closer, he said, I'll give another 100. And then he said, another 100. So Usman radiallahu anhu, so three times, 300 people on my behalf. And Rasulullah said, it will not harm Usman anything after this. Whatever he has done, he will go to Jannah. So Usman was given the Bashara, the good news that Allah will accept it. From now, whatever you do, Allah will accept your good deeds. And he will not. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, I mean Umar radiallahu anhu brought half of whatever he had for the cause of Allah. And thinking that I'm bringing so much. But then Abu Bakr came and he brought everything that he had. When the Prophet asked him, what did you leave? Home, he said, everything is here for your cause, for the cause of Allah, for Sabilillah. So Abu Bakr got everything, 100%, whatever he had. And Umar got 50% of what he had. Many other Sahaba, they gave. But there was still need. So the only people who did not come were those who were munafiqeen, the hypocrites. And some people who are weak in their iman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses these people. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ma lakum idha qila lakum unfiru fi sabilillahi istaqaltum ila al-ard. O you who believe, what happened to you? What is the matter with you? That when it is said to you, come out for the cause of Allah, you stay. As if you are very heavy, you cannot get up. So you stay down, killing down towards earth. And in the Quran, you will find that, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, very often is used to address those who are weak in their iman. Sometimes even munafiqeen, the hypocrites, are addressed, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. ayyuhalladhina amanu, you who believe, of course, it's for the believers, but it is also sometime that those who are very weak in their iman, those who are hypocrites, they are also addressed with ayyuhalladhina amanu. Ayyuhalladhina amanu, lima taquluna ma la tafalun. Oh, you who believe, why do you say what you do not do? Say something and do something else. That's not good iman. But they are addressed as mu'minin. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Why they are addressed with mu'minin? Because it is kind of an incentive. You say that you have believe, you believe, and you should be doing that. How come? You claim that you believe, but you are not doing that. In one place, the Quran says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, aminu. Oh, you believe. That means you believe. Belief should be real, not just claim by tongue. Aminu wa afwahim wa lam tu'min qulubum. By their mouths, they say we believe, but actually their hearts are not there. So these are not true believers, sincere believers. These are not Abu Bakr, Umar, and Usman, and Ali, and many other, Talha and Zubair, Rizwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. They were some hypocrites. Some people are very weak in their iman. So these are the people who are addressed here. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ma lakum idha qila lakum infiru fi sabilillahi taqaltum ila al-ard. Oh, you who believe, what happened to you? Ma lakum. What is the problem? When it is said to you, come out for the cause of Allah to defend your land, your people, your faith. When it is said, come out, you become very, as if you are very heavy, you cannot get up. Saqaltum ila al-ard. You cling to the earth, to the ground. Araditum bil hayati dunya min al-akhirah. You prefer the hayati dunya, this world, over the akhirah. You think this world and the life here is better than the akhirah? That's not the way of the believer. Believer don't believe that. People of faith, they don't think that this world is better than the akhirah. Akhirah is much better. Akhirah is al-akhiratu khairun wa abqa. Akhirah is better and it's lasting. This life of this world is some 50 years, 80 years, 90 years, whatever. But still then after that you finish. There's nothing. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنِيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. The dunya's life, the dunya's enjoyment, in comparison to akhira, is very little. Nothing but little. So because the mata'ul hayati dunya, mata'ul hayat dunya is temporary, small, limited. Akhira is unlimited. Akhira is infinite. Akhira is lasting. Al-akhiratu khairu wa abqa. So that's what is emphasized here. So how come you do that? You are believers, you should not be that way. When it comes to stand for the cause of truth and justice and righteousness, you stand up for that. And don't be afraid of your life, because the life here is temporary. But for the cause, you have to stand up for that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning them, إِلَّا تَنْفِرُوا يُعَذِّبْكُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. If you don't come out and you don't defend, Allah will punish you. So on the one hand, there is an incentive, there is a good news that Jannah is for you, you will get that, and this is much more. On the other hand, it's also warning. This is the time, critical time. And in this critical time, critical juncture, if you are not standing up for the truth, then, of course, you are jeopardizing all the work that's been done. إِلَّا تَنْفِرُوا يُعَذِّبْكُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. Yes, it is difficult. Yes, it is very hot weather. Economic conditions are not good. Most of the people are poor. All of these things are there. But you have to come out. You have to come out. So what happened? There are about 30,000 people came with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Rasulullah, I mean, this is the first time such a large number of people were with the Prophet in a battlefield. So when they arrived Tabuk, or close to Tabuk, Heraclius, who was the ruler of Byzantine Empire, when he learned about that, that the Prophet himself has come, and there are very large number of people. Whether he knew there were 30,000 or not, but he gathered almost 200,000. And some people say he had about 300,000. So he had a very large army, but still, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts some kind of haiba and fear. And the Prophet said, Nusratu bil ru'bi masirat ash-shahr. Allah gave me this honor that I, my prestige, my honor, helped. Even if my army was, my people were about a distance of 1 month. But when they hear about the Prophet, they said, oh, it's coming. That says Rob. Rob is prestige and honor. So when they heard about the prestige and honor of the Prophet and said, the Rasulullah himself is coming and there is a huge army with him, he withdrew. So the battle did not take place. He withdrew. Rasulullah stayed in Tabuk 20 days. And during this time, he made alliances with the tribes, especially the Arab tribes, made alliances. Some of them accepted Islam, or some of them became friends of Muslims and left the Byzantine side. And because of this, in the time of Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anh, the whole area came under Islam. So Syria, the Sham, which included at that time Lebanon, Jordan, Palestine, and Syria, because this is all called Al-Sham Al-Kubra, the Great Sham, the Great Syria. The Greater Syria, it came under Islam. In the time of Abu Bakr and Umar, the land was conquered. And this is what happened, that this battle, the Battle of Tabuk, led to the victory of Muslims in that all area. So all these Arab tribes, they were under the Byzantine, and they did not like Byzantine rule. That was very oppressive. So they wanted to get rid of them. And that's why very easily Muslims went in the time of Umar and took over the whole area. And including Egypt. Egypt also came under Islamic rule in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu. Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala was the leader and took the army there. So that you can see that how important it was, the Battle of Tabuk, and why Rasulullah was so concerned that people should come, and why there are so much warning. If you don't go, then there will be punishment. And if you go, it will be a great reward for you. So that is the vision of the Prophet, seeing that what is going to happen. So, illa tanfiru yu'azibkum 'adaban aleema. If you are not coming out, if you don't go out, Allah will punish you. Wa yastabdil qawman ghayrakum. And Allah will bring another group of people in your place. Min tatawallaw yastabdil qawman ghayrakum wa la yakunu amsalakum. Allah has said that. If you turn away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will bring another people, remove you. Remove from the stage of history. And even from the existence, He can remove you. So yastabdil qawman ghayrakum. Allah will bring another people. Don't worry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not depend on you. You depend on Allah. So you have to be strong in your faith. وَلَا تَضُرُّهَ شَيْئًا. And you will not harm Allah a bit. Allahu ala kulli shayin qadir. So our test is, yes, we have to stand up. We have to do the right thing. But Allah does not depend on us. We depend on Allah. We need Allah. Allah does not need us. Allahu al-ghani, antum al-fuqara. Allah is rich and you are al-fuqara. So inna Allahu ala kulli shayin qadir. Allah is power. So Allah is not asking you to stand up and to come out. Because Allah is, nauzubillah, powerless. Allah is helpless. No, Allah is not helpless. Allah is not powerless. Allah has all the power. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إلا تنصروه فقد نصره الله إذ أخرجه الذين كفروا ثاني اثنين إذ هما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا فأنزل الله سكينته عليه وأيده بجنود لم تروها وجعل كلمة الذين كفروا السفلى وكلمة الله هي العليا والله عزيز حكيم. If you would not help him, that means the Prophet, Allah did help him. Then those who disbelieve expelled him. The second of the two, when they were in the cave, when he, the Prophet said, was saying to his companion, do not grieve, Allah is with us. So Allah sent calm on him, aided him with forces that he did not see, and he made low the word of those who disbelieve, and Allah's word is the high. Allah is mighty wise. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving them an example from Hijrah of the Prophet from Makkah to Medina. And look, at the time of the Hijrah, the Prophet the non-believers, the disbelievers, they surrounded his house, they wanted to kill him. And during the night, they seized his house, and they were waiting, as soon as the morning breaks, they will attack him and kill him. But they went to sleep. They could not keep awake. And the Prophet ﷺ very quietly left. And he asked Ali radiallahu anhu to stay in his room, in his apartment. And because he had some amanat of the people, he said, give back the amana of the people and then you can join me. But Rasulullah ﷺ went to the house of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and he told him that this time has come now for me to leave Makkah. We will make hijrah. And Abu Bakr said, and I want your companionship, O Messenger of Allah. And the Prophet said, yes, you will be my companion. So Rasulullah ﷺ and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, both of them left Makkah very quietly. Nobody would know where did they go. And they did not go south. Medina is south of Makkah. I'm sorry, Medina is north of Makkah. So instead of going north, they went south to confuse the people. They knew that people are going to pursue them. When they find out that he's not there, and he left, so they will try to find out. Very. So instead of going north, he went south. And Abu Bakr was with him. And they went and they said, just going out because people are pursuing, north, south, everywhere is pursuing. So they hid themselves for a few days in a cave. And that cave is Cave of Sawr, Ghar Sawr. So in the Cave of Sawr, they hid themselves, which is outskirts of the city of Makkah. And Abu Bakr's family, he instructed them that we will be there and send a shepherd with some sheep and bring us the milk every evening. And there were two things in mind. One of them, they will get the milk. And the second thing is, the sheep will come and wipe the traces of the steps, because they're sand and they're walking. If you're walking on the sand, there will be steps on the sand. So all the traces will be gone because the sheep going over that. And then people will not find out which way they went. And they're hiding themselves until things become a little quiet, and then after that, they found out a person who can take them from an unusual route. Not the same route by which people used to go from Makkah to Medina. They took another route. going via towards the Red Sea, Al-Bahr al-Ahmar, from the side of the Red Sea, and then this is the way how they came towards Medina. That was known at that time as Yathrib. So while they were in the cave, and there are only two people in the cave, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So he was his friend, and he was the friend in the ghar. That's why in Urdu he said, Yari ghar. A friend who is in the cave with you, that means a friend at all time, your real friend. So he was the friend of the Prophet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sani Yasnain is a very nice expression. The two of them, the second of the two. And Rasulullah sallam was, there were two, and he was the second of the two, or one of the two. So, akhrajahu alladhina kafaru, the kuffar, they surrounded the house, and they actually expelled them. They wanted to expel them. Akhrajahu alladhina kafaru. And there were only two in the cave. And the groups were going around to pursue them, find them out. Because the people of Makkah, the Quraysh, they made the announcement that anyone who will bring them dead or alive will get 100 camel. 100 red camel. Huh? Very expensive camel. So people were looking for that kind of price as they went. The different groups went in different directions. And there was a group, a party, that came to the cave, to the Sur mountain. And they went up on the Sur mountain. And there they saw the cave. So they were almost standing where the cave, the mouth of the cave was. And they could have gone inside the cave. Abu Bakr was very concerned, not for himself, but for the Prophet that this no harm could come to the Prophet. So he said to the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, they are standing here. And if any one of them look down towards his feet, he will see us. They can see us from there. And the Prophet said, La tahzan inna Allah ma'ana. Grieve not, our Lord, Allah is with us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this spider. And the spider made a web at the opening of the cave. And some pigeons came and they laid the eggs at the entrance. So these people were standing there, they saw the spider web all over. And they saw the pigeons sitting there laying eggs. I said, if somebody would have come here and went inside, there would not be no web here and no eggs. I mean, eggs would have been broken. And the pigeon would not have been sitting there. Pigeon would have gone, thrown away. So they did not look at inside the cave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, is huma fil ghar? Both of them were in the ghar, in the cave. إِذْ يَقُولُ لِسَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهُ مَعَنَا. And he was saying to his companion, Sahib is Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, saying to his companion, grieve not, Allah is with us. Don't worry, Allah is with us. Inshallah, Allah will protect us. We do our best and the help comes from Allah. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to the people at the time of Tabuk, look, if you are not going to help the Prophet, Allah had helped him. He is the one who received a lot of help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you remember that you are not someone who is a failure, someone who is going to win. You are with the winning party and you have to have courage and strength and follow the Prophet and help him. إِلَّا تَنْصُرُوهُ فَقَدْ نَصَرَهُ اللَّهُ. If you are not going to help him, Allah help him. Allah indeed help him. While the kuffar, the disbelievers, they expel them. And expel him. And he was with another companion, Hassan Yasnain, the second of the two. And they were in the cave. إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. And he was saying to his friend that, grieve not, Allah is with us. Abu Bakr radhiyallahu anhu was a very brave man. Actually, when the Prophet when they found the grave, the cave, he said to the Prophet, let me go inside and check it. It's clean. And there is no insects inside. Just to make sure that there are no snakes, there's no scorpions, there's anything else, harmful insects inside. And so he went inside and cleaned that. And also when they were coming towards the cave, sometime he was in front of the Prophet, sometime he was behind the Prophet. And the Prophet said, what happened? Yeah, Abu Bakr, sometime you're in front of me, sometime you're behind me. He said, I'm in front of you to see that there is nothing harmful in front of you. And I'm behind you sometime because I think that maybe somebody behind you pursuing you. So I have to be behind also. So he was so concerned for the safety of the Prophet. And so he came and they went inside the cave. And Allah said, فأنزل الله سكينته عليه. The Prophet said, إن الله معنا لا تحزن إن الله معنا. In this very difficult time, when the enemy is pursuing and they would have killed him, and he said, لا تحزن إن الله معنا. Grieve not, Allah is with us. And Allah sent His sakina on him. Sakina is the comfort, the calm. The comfort of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala came upon the heart of the Prophet. And very difficult time. وَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ سَكِينَتَهُ عَلَيْهِ وَأَيَّدَهُ بِجُنُودٍ لَمْ تَرَوْهَا. And he supported him, aided him with the forces that you do not see. Invisible forces of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were with him. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in that situation. And Allah said, وَجَعَلَ كَلِمَةَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا السُّفْلَى وَكَلِمَةُ اللَّهِ الْعُلْيَا. And Allah made the word of those who disbelieve low. The disbelievers, their plan, their situation become low. And Allah's word is high. Allah's word is supreme. وَكَلِمَةُ اللَّهِ الْعُلْيَا وَاللَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. Allah is mighty and wise. Allah is telling them, look, it has already happened. You know the story, how the Prophet went through and how he came from Makkah to Medina. إِلَّا تَنْصَرُوهُ فَقَدْ نَصَرَهُ اللَّهُ. So if you are not going to help him, well, remember Allah had already helped him, Allah can help him again. So then he said, إِنْفِرُوا خِفَافًا وَثِقَالًا. إِنْفِرُوا خِفَافًا وَثِقَالًا وَجَاهِدُوا بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. لو كان عرضا قريبا وسفرا قاصدا لاتبعوك ولكن بعدت عليهم الشقة وسيحلفون بالله لو استطعنا لخرجنا معكم يهلكون أنفسهم والله يعلم إنهم لكاذبون. Allah said, انفروا. Go forth. Go. Don't stay. Don't be in ساقلت من الأرض. Killing to the earth. So infiru, whether you are light or heavy, whether you are rich or poor, whether you have arms or you don't have arms, you have just few arms, whether you are light or you are heavy, whatever you have, go out. So, and strive in Allah's way. وَجَاهِدُوا بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Spend, strive with your money, with your wealth, and strive with yourself, your own life, for the cause of Allah. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. It is better for you if you know, of course. Going in the path of Allah and struggling, striving for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best. There is nothing like it. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. It's good for you if you only know. لَوْ كَانَ عَرَضًا قَرِيبًا وَسَفَرًا قَاصِدًا لَاتَّبَعُوكَ وَلَكِنْ بَعُدَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الشُّقَّةُ وَسَيَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ لَوِ اسْتَطَعْنَا لَخَرَجْنَا مَعَكُمْ يُهْلِكُونَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ إِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. If the benefit was nearby and the journey short, they would have certainly followed you, O Prophet. But distance was too great for them. They will soon swear by Allah that if we were able, we would certainly have gone out with you. They are ruining themselves. And Allah knows that they are indeed liars. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if it was easy journey, they would have come. If it was not short, long distance, short. But Tabuk is about 425 miles from Medina. So it's not just 100 miles or 150 miles. It was long distance, an unusual road, very difficult area, tough sand and rocks and all of these things. So if it was a short distance, an easy journey, لو كان عرضا قريبا, and they could get some booty, something else easily, they would have joined you. They would have been, they were there. But again, بعضت عليهم الشقة. But it was, the distance was too far for them. So they didn't want to take all that tower. And they will say, يَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ لَوِ اسْتَطَعْنَا لَخَرَجْنَا مَعَكُمْ. And they will make, swear, say, by Allah, we were able, we could have come with you. They were able, but they are lying. And they were swearing by Allah. These are munafiqeen. فَسَيَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ لَوِ اسْتَطَعْنَا لَخَرَجْنَا مَعَكُمْ. We would have gone out. So and the Prophet ﷺ, when he came back from Tabuk, they all came to his masjid and they started coming and everybody is trying to say, this was my excuse, this was my excuse, this is the reason I had not gone. I would have gone you. I would have certainly supported you, O Messenger of Allah. And the Prophet said, okay, okay. But there were three Sahaba, and they were really sincere people, sincere believers. And when they came, they just could not make the false kind of excuses. So they said that, we were able, Ya Rasulullah, we had our camels and horses with us, we had enough money, we could have joined you. But we've been procrastinating, we'll do that tomorrow, we'll do that tomorrow, after tomorrow, until we learn that you are coming back. So they came to express that. And the Prophet ﷺ said to them, you have spoken the truth. I'll wait for Allah's decision about you. And Allah's decision was that nobody should speak to them. And it was almost 50 days, nobody could talk to them. Nobody had any relationship with them. Even their own family member, the wife, could not talk to the husband. But everybody was told, don't speak to them. And so they went through that. And they said, Daqat alayhimul ardu bima rahabat. The whole earth looked like too small. All this vast land, but it looks very small. Because nobody is speaking. So that was their tawbah. Qattab Allah wa al-mu'minin. Wa ala salasati alladhina kullifu. We mentioned in this surah, inshallah, we'll talk about that. The Tawbah of Ka'b ibn Malik and Hilal ibn Rabi'ah. And so these Sahaba, three of them, their Tawbah is mentioned here. So, yes, سَيَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ لَوِ اسْتَطَعْنَا لَخَرَجْنَا مَعَكُمْ. And they will make oaths, false oaths, and they say, if we were capable, we would have gone out with you. يُهْلِكُونَ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Yuhrikuna anfusahum, either you can say it's connected with the previous. They were saying it. They said, we would have given our life if we were able. Or they are saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Yuhrikuna anfusahum, by their whatever their fault, they are saying it. They are destroying themselves. They did not destroy Allah or His plan. Yuhrikuna anfusahum, wallahu ya'lamu innahum lakazibun. Allah knows that they are liars. And whatever they are saying, even though they are saying it with oaths, with qasam, but a false qasam, they are lying. So their oaths are false oaths. Allahu ya'lamu innahum lakazibun. Allah knows indeed that they are liars. May Allah save us from that. May Allah keep us on the right path. So inshallah, we'll continue this study. But you can say that how important it was and the way Allah has mentioned this challenging situation. Okay. If you have any questions, we can take that. Yes.
Those three sahabas, one of whom was headed, tied up himself for that religion. The Medina, they're all on that one, is it true?
No, this is not.
One of the pillars over there for that.
Yeah. This is another sahabi. This is another situation. I will not untie myself until the Prophet comes. This is the people they are told. People are told that they should not talk to them. So they were total boycott. And even their good friends, their family members, did not speak to them. And Ka'b ibn Malik is the one who told his story. And he mentioned that he used to come to her prayers, Jama'ah prayer. And then he used to try to see whether the Prophet is looking at him or not. He said that when I'm in my prayer, when I'm not paying attention to him, he would look at me. But when I look at him, he would turn away. Rasulullah loved them very much. He knew that they are good people, but they had to repent. And repentance was bad. So repentance is not easy. It requires, it has certain steadfastness. May Allah accept, may Allah accept, may Allah bless us all. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhabannar. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وصحبه اجمعين.